You know, I was right out of high school then, so it was 30 years ago, and a Vincent van Gogh display came to Texas. I can't remember whether it was Dallas or Houston. I think it was Dallas. And so I went with some family and a girlfriend, and we went in and saw sunflowers and some of Vincent van Gogh's paintings. They were amazing to see in person. Well, to show you who the climate terrorists are, supported by the banks, supported by the media, in London, arguably the most important painting in the world, you can say it's the Sistine Chapel, you can say it's the Mona Lisa, or you can say it's sunflowers. I mean, there's those three paintings, they debate about it. I'd probably say Sistine Chapel. I had a chance to see that in Rome. It was amazing. But you have so-called climate activists wearing nylon clothes made out of oil, with cell phones made out of oil and rare earth minerals, throwing tomato soup onto Vincent van Gogh's sunflowers. Now, later we learned there was a glass sheet over it, but the point is, because it's oil and made out of oil, it's bad. And because, well, if we're going to kill the earth, let's kill this painting. As if they're the guardians of the earth, as if they're the bosses. And it's a bunch of dumbed-down college freshman girls funded by the big banks that want to make you guilty so Al Gore and George Soros can charge you a carbon tax to track everything you're doing. These people are a menace. They block roads. They block trains. They sabotage factories. Leftists like them. Extinction Rebellion is the ground troops of the World Economic Forum. Here's a clip of them attacking Vincent van Gogh's painting. You know, her pink hair dye is made out of petroleum. And they sit there and clean their hands like little demonic monkeys. Just say no to oil.
More, art or life? Is it worth more than food? Worth more than justice? Are you more concerned about the protection of a painting or the protection of our planet and people? The cost of living crisis is part of the cost of oil crisis.
All right, so this is the ground forces of the New World Order, and their two-year climate lockdowns already killed 65 million people. Cutting off fossil fuels will kill billions, it's estimated. These are truly monsters. These are the idiot depopulationists of the New World Order. Look around you. Everything I predicted from the globalist own documents, from their own admissions, is now happening. InfoWars credibility, my credibility has never been higher. And it's because of your backing of this operation that I can steadfastly, despite the censorship and the boycotts and the attacks and the lawsuits, stay on air. But now we're reaching the most critical juncture in the fight together. So I want to ask all of you today to help keep me on the air. In my decades on air, I've never asked for personal donations, but I'm being forced by the bankruptcy court to pay for 40% of the legal fees, and I can't fund those myself. It's unsustainable. So please visit SaveInfoWars.com. SaveInfoWars.com, where you can make straight donations, $5, $10, $50, $100, whatever you can, so that I can continue to persevere. I'll never give up. I'll never give in, but I could give out. Thank you for your support. Wouldn't be here without you. SaveInfoWars.com.